WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. A Long Island man has been arrested and charged in connection with three of the Gilgo Beach murders from more than a decade ago. He's identified as Rex Huerman, a 59-year-old architect, husband, and father. In court documents, investigators allege he used one of his burner phones to conduct thousands of searches related to sex workers and sadistic torture-related pornography. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone confirming the arrest.
Members of our team have been on bringing justice for these victims and closure to these families who have suffered.
Iowa's governor is expected to sign the abortion bill into law today that bans the procedure roughly after 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's likely to face legal challenges. Millions of Americans facing unbearable heat with triple-digit temperatures coast to coast. The heat dome hovering over Texas and Arizona for weeks. This is ABC News. The Biden administration with good news for some student loan borrowers.
The Department of Education today is notifying 800,000 people that their student loan debts will be forgiven, part of an ongoing effort by the Biden administration to provide some relief to Americans. The debt relief will go to people in income-driven repayment plans, borrowers who enrolled in plans that were supposed to forgive their debts if they paid for 20 to 25 years. But due to counting errors, very few people actually got the relief they were promised. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona saying in a statement, quote, "For far too long, borrowers fell through the cracks of a broken system that failed to keep accurate track of their progress towards forgiveness." Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Bastille Day celebrations taking place in France. 100,000 police officers are deployed across the country amid recent protests over the police killing of a teen with North African roots. Fireworks shows have been canceled in parts of the country this year over fears of more unrest. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. The DNR has issued an air quality advisory statewide for Canadian wildfire smoke. The advisory goes through noon on Sunday. Wildfire smoke arrives in northwestern Wisconsin this afternoon and evening. The DNR said that the air quality will be unhealthy for people with medical conditions, but it won't be as bad as last month, which brought some of the worst air quality to the state in over a decade. Barron County officials said a rabies-infected bat was found in the county. It's the first confirmed case of rabies in an animal in Barron County since 2019. Officials said that you shouldn't go near wild animals, especially if you're not acting normally. If you do get bitten or scratched, wash the wound out right away with soap and water for 10 to 15 minutes. A Chippewa Falls man is charged with 15 felonies after leading law enforcement on multiple chases in Washburn and Burnett counties last month. 50-year-old Chad Rollins received several recklessly endangering safety charges after leading deputies on a chase that reached speeds of 95 miles per hour, at one point going through a tent campground. He was arrested on June 26. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
We're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
More at 30bales.com. Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
How exactly well done do you like your Canada?
Boy,
it's grilling season.
It's the Matt McNeil Show. How much of Canada is left to burn at this point? It is pretty obnoxious. It's been going since March.
Yeah, like all over the country, they've been having that smoke come down. Yeah, how much more do they have to burn?
Smoky. I love the weather forecast coming up on Saturday. It's smoky. Oh, yeah. Like my OnlyFans page. But it's not just Saturday when it's smoky. I'll let you know that. Still not sharing where that is. There is an OnlyFans page. I'm not sharing any more details. So you can find it. There you go. Magic time.
Put it on the big screen behind you. Once
it will. It's pictures of me being shocked, getting caught eating things I shouldn't be eating. Like, you know, someone opens up a closet door and I'm in there with a bag of Fritos.
That'd be the surrender humans food you'd have in there.
Oh, it is. It is. Absolutely. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Completely guest free today, but you are more than welcome to be my guest by all means. 952-946-6205. So it is the weekend. By the way, I was at Park Tavern last night. I got to go on out there. Katie Tussman, a good friend of mine. I've had her on the show a few times. Fantastic singer. Absolutely wonderful artist. Was playing over on the patio. I had the pork schnitzel. Nicely done. Have you got to get over and try that. The mustard on that thing is delicious. Had that. Okay. This is a lost freaking art. Pickle chips. You know how they do that? They'll deep fry pickles and they'll serve it as an appetizer?
Yeah, yeah.
99% of the time, it's just plain freaking garbage. It is absolute garbage. Park Tavern does them right. Park Tavern does really good pickle chips because they got a little. I don't know if it's the deep frying, but I think maybe in some cases it takes some of the vinegar and the tartness out of it, and that's what I want with the pickle. I want that, you know, that vinegar flavor. So that's what I like. So we got the TV screen on behind me here. There it is. There it is. We got the TV finally working here. Once I figure out how to get a Game Boy hooked, an Xbox hooked into this thing, it's all over. It's gonna be me doing Discord streams.
There is money in video game streaming, so we could just switch the format of the show completely.
I have no coordination. I've never played this game before. Let's begin. 3 hours of this.
It's Matt playing Fortnite for 3 hours every day.
Fortnite would be Pac-Man. It'd be Galaga. hope you like retro.
Oh, we're going old school. Okay, I can go with that. Yeah.
So last night, good fun, Park Tavern, pickle chips there. As my daughter said when she was out, we were having dinner together, and she was like, you know, Dad, these are almost as good as the ones at the State Fair. The State Fair are the gold standard. That one at the pickle booth right there when you come off the grandstand, that is the gold standard of fried pickles. Park Tavern's got a pretty solid endeavor there. Go check them out. And go check out the music on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays over there as well on the patio. And the patio is nice. Patio is nice. Have you been out to that patio yet?
Not on the patio, no.
Oh,
come on. To the Park Tavern plenty of times, but never outside. I got to check that out.
Every time I walk, to go to the patio, you have to walk through the Park Tavern. I walk past the bowling lanes. I want to just go down and bowl, man, because they've got really good lanes too. But yeah, had that. Schnitzel, pickles, Katie Tussman, gold. Stop on by the Park Tavern. It's good fun. This weekend, you will see me traipsing around Hopkins, sad and depressed because I did not find the golden raspberry this year. Damn it. The golden raspberry was found on the first day, by a very lovely dad and his two kids with big smiles, which is just great. I got to tell you the truth. That's a memory that will be with them forever. That's one of those family moments, and just great. Couldn't be happier. I want one. I want a golden raspberry. I really didn't even get the chance to go out and look for it.
Yeah, that seems a little short-changed to have it found in one day. I mean, congrats to the guy, but yeah.
So one year, there's a big field out there, right? One year, a guy just took the golden raspberry, I guess, the guy that hit it. Took it out and just dropped it in the middle of the field. He figured out when they were mowing it and said they're not going to mow it. Left in the middle of the field. It's out in the middle of this big grass field. No one found it until the last day. And people must have walked within like 3 or 4 feet of it all the time. I don't even know. There might have even been a soccer game on the thing. They didn't find it. It was just out there in the grass. Lucky no one ran into it. They got the Raspberry Festival. That's where I'm at because that's, you know, that's hometown for me. That's where I'm going. They got the big vendors on the main street and the huge parade. Have you done the Raspberry Festival parade at all?
Oh, yeah, I've done that before. Yeah.
That's a long one, man. That's, I think the only one that's bigger is the Anoka Halloween one, isn't it?
Yeah, that would strike me as being the only one that could be bigger.
Yeah, that was huge.
Massive of it, that is.
I was like, you know, pack a dinner, you know, because you're going to be there a while with that one. But no, yeah, good fun. I hope to see you out there. Lots of things going on in Hopkins this weekend. Whatever you're doing, I hope you're having a good time. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So have we got all the happy stuff out yet? Good, 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 good. Because this show's about to take a freaking turn, man. Owatonna. I don't know if you've seen the story here. Patrick, Brett, have you seen the story? Have you witnessed the story about what happened down in Owatonna?
No, I have not.
Buckle up. All right. I mean, seriously. And not just normal buckle up. And I'm not talking like a NASCAR buckle up, but like a NASA buckle up. You know, you're going to need to buckle up on this one. This one takes a while, okay? 3 days after Owatonna's second annual Pride in the Park event, the chair of the organizing LGBTQ plus board has asked for the immediate resignation of the city's most visible elected official, claiming Mayor Tom Kuntz, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Tom Kuntz, took part in an effort to undermine and harass the organizers. Yeah. The mayor offered his apologies and indicated it was his intention to get more information rather than to interfere. I'm going to, my personal impression of this is I don't think he's being honest. I don't. We'll get to that here because there's a lot to hear. Nathan Black is the chair of, and it's going to take me a few times probably to get this one, Rainbowatonna. Ah, got it right. That Rainbowatonna. And so they put the OW at Rainbow and they say Rainbowatonna. All right. The Rainbowatonna board personally asked Tuesday evening in an open letter to the Owatonna City Council for the resignation of Mayor Tom Kuntz. The Rainbowatonna organization as a whole is requesting a formal and public apology from the mayor. Outlined in the letter, Black said, both requests are being made following very distressing and disappointing behavior from the residents, and neighbors, including Kuntz. While Kuntz has since apologized to Black in an email, has confirmed some of the details laid out in Black's letter. He asserts his words and actions were of his own beliefs and do not represent the city. Now, I am going to first begin to call bull crud, dude. All right, I live in the Twin Cities. Melvin Carter is the mayor of St. Paul. Jacob Fry is the mayor of Minneapolis. If they walked into a coffee shop in either town, they're, hey, the mayor's here. There's no turning that off. There's no, and pick whichever mayor you want to do this, no Effenheimers being thrown around there. Listen, I just want my blankety blankety latte. That's, you can't really turn that off. And the fact that he's trying to do this just tells you right now, yep, this was as bad as what is being implied. The fact that he's trying to say, well, that atrocious behavior only an absolute jackass would take part in. Well, that wasn't Mayor. That wasn't Mayor Kuntz. It was the private citizen Kuntz. Now, like I said, I have lived in small towns. I've lived in big cities. You run for office, you basically are that person. You're a city council person, you're a city council person. You're the mayor, you're the mayor. You're the water commissioner, you're the water commissioner. And that's just what it is. And it especially in a smaller town. Now, Owatonna's not small. Owatonna's got some size to it. But in a smaller town than Minneapolis and St. Paul, of course you're always the mayor, you freaking idiot. Stop with your attempted excuse making. It's pathetic. So it's basically this whole idea, and I think it's incredibly important to start there. The fact that this guy is trying to portray that he, as the mayor of Owatonna, and has been the mayor of Owatonna for a long time, I think over 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. I'll get to that here in the thing, the story. But you've been there long enough. You are intertwined with that. You can't separate that out. And you may not like that, but here's a little hint. Don't run for mayor. You don't want to be the mayor, then don't run for mayor. You know, if all of a sudden you're caught there and you're, you know, in just a completely hypothetical situation, you're caught with an eight ball and a hooker, and you say, well, this is not Mayor Matt. This is just private citizen Matt with the eight ball and the hooker. See? I didn't disgrace the city at all. Come on, man. Have no idea. Just like I said, completely hypothetical, made-up situation. But you get my point, right? That's what he's trying to do. And by the way, like I said at the very beginning of that, of course he's trying to do this because he knows if his behavior is tied to the city, then the city itself has got some problems. Let's find out what exactly Mayor did. According to Black, Kuntz had visited Associated Church on June 27th, requesting to speak with the pastor as the church would be hosting the Pride worship service July 8th, kicking off the day-long Pride events, including Pride in the Park. So, you're going to a church, okay? And by the way, isn't this really what all conservatives dream of, is the LGBTQ community going into the church and being part of the church and, you know, and being Christian? Isn't this kind of, you know, that's that you like Christian faith? So here's people that, you know, and funny story here, we're going to get a little bit into the Bible, okay? We're going to do this. Religious disclaimer, you do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. I'm Christian, have been Catholic, currently a Christian. All right. You are going into a church. The conservatives say, we've lost Christian values. Well, here is the LGBTQ community having a Pride worship service on July 8th. You should be tickled pink by this. It didn't go that way. Now, I want to make sure we reiterate this. This is the mayor of Owatonna going into a church. That's important context. Kuntz identified himself as the mayor, okay? Allegedly began asking bizarre questions about stripper poles in the sanctuary. Whew, wow. He was using really gross characterizations of our worship service and a religious service is taking place at the church, Black said. Black, a gay man who has been living and working as the chaplain in Owatonna since 2021, the same year Rainbow Owatonna was formed. Mayor Kuntz, who has served the mayor since 2004, said he did visit Associated Church, but he didn't ask those questions on his own. He had been asked those by people in the community. So let's unpack all that right there, because this story keeps going, by the way, too. Let's unpack this. So let's say I said there's a church in Owatonna where the priest eats a live badger during the service, okay? So pretty outrageous claim, isn't it? Pretty outrageous claim. Is the mayor, now that I've made this claim, is Mayor Kuntz going to go to that Catholic church and say, hey, is this where you eat the badger? Is this the badger eating area? Is this where you do it? Do you wipe your mouth here? Is that, hey, I just heard from some, there's this radio guy up in Minneapolis who said that you're going to be some badger eating down in the church. No, of course, what you would do is say, well, that's a ludicrous statement. Of course, there's not going to be badger eating in the church. I don't need to go there. But this guy, Mayor Kuntz, who clearly is deep within far right internet conspiracy theory corners, and frankly, and I'll tell you what, I'll get to that in a second. Frankly, is not really Christian. I mean, if you're going into a church and asking this, dude, what are you doing? But he says, hey, a few of my friends have asked, is there stripper poles in this church? Wow. Now, even if the friends, I mean, I think that obviously, personally, I get the impression he's lying by omission. He's trying to say, well, other people asked, but what he's not saying is, I believe this to be true, too. That's what my belief is. I don't know if that's true, but that's my suspicion is that this mayor is basically, he himself was watching Tucker or Hannity or something like that, this right-wing version of the world, and like, there's stripper poles in the gay churches. And I want to stop. And it blows my mind that an elected official would walk into any Christian church and start berating the church in the church. Not because of actual facts, but because someone said they're going to eat a live badger in there. And he said, let me get to the bottom of the badger eating. And he walked in there. At no point did he look at the people who had asked him this question, if it was just people or if it was himself being a bigot, one of the two, we don't know, and looked at them and said, hey, you're crazy. Of course there's not stripper poles in the Associated Church. Of course there's not. It's a church. Why would I go? There's no reason to go in there and ask them, let alone the mayor did an official visit here to stop the stripper poles. And wow, because now we're talking about violating religious freedom. And this is why this mayor now, and one of the reasons why this jackass, I mean mayor, is now frantically trying to say, well, no, I didn't do this as mayor. I went and did this as a private citizen. I was being a jackass as a private citizen, not a jackass as the mayor. Once again, he identified himself when he walked into the church as the mayor. And done. He was the mayor. And even if he hadn't, the fact that he'd been mayor since 2004, he was the mayor. Walking into a Christian church and degrading the Christian church. Can you imagine the outrage if I walked into a church and walked into any church in this Christian church in this city and said, when does the badger eating begin? What? We don't do that here. You're desecrating the church. Get out. Can you imagine what Republicans would be like? Liberal radio host Matt McNeil desecrates the sanctuary of a church by asking about eating a badger. He asked about stripper poles. Stripper poles. There's a lot more to this story, kids. We're going to spend a good chunk of this hour, if not the rest of this hour, on Owatonna. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tune in this Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950 for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. We'll be discussing the art of weeding your garden, as well as mistakes to avoid when preserving your harvest. Our guest is author Renee Dang, and we'll answer your garden questions. That's all this Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950. Tell a friend and let's grow together.
The place for summer fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this summer. Head over on Tuesday, July 18th for Bryce Heggie. Wednesday, July 19th, it's the Sofa Kings. And on Thursday, July 20th, it's the Gut Buckets. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations are highly recommended for groups of 8 or more. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, get your summer groove on at the Park Tavern.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual sale. For the entire month of July, all of their indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at the lowest price of the year.
Did you know that now there's also a 30% federal tax credit when you install an efficient wood heating stove or fireplace? At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we can explain and show you the many options. We have the Twin Cities' widest selection of wood-burning stoves and fireplaces.
I love my wood stove. We enjoy the sense of well-being we get by cutting and splitting wood to warm our home. Wood is our choice, but you may have other choices at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether transforming an existing fireplace or adding something new, a clean-burning wood, gas, or electric fire can have you sitting pretty and cozy by the fire.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces at Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis or at woodlandstoves.com. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
Raising one brow brings up a good point. Maybe I'm missing the point here. Maybe he's just looking for strippers. I don't know. Is the mayor looking for strippers? Is that what, I mean, we got some clubs up here, Mayor. I don't know what you have for options in Owatonna for stripping action. Let me just give you a little bit of advice. Mayor Kuntz, do not go into a church and ask where the stripping poles are. Even if someone said they're concerned, because the reality is if you truly were there as only a neutral party, you should have taken at least 5 seconds to say, well, of course there's not stripper poles in this church. Come on, guys. That's just hysteria. And hate. That's all it is hate. And by the way, Mayor, you suck at being Christian if all you do is hate. And he's one of these guys. And by the way, you'll get this thread here. He's one of these guys that, you know, clearly puts a lot of hate forward, but was one of those guys that comes on out there. Come on, guys. I'm not full of hate. I'm full of love. And I just want to, I don't want you to think that I'm the bad guy here. Yeah, you're the bad guy. You are the bad guy. Holy God. Let's go back to the story, shall we? A couple people asked if there was going to be pole dancing. So I asked that, he said. Wow. He walks into a church. The mayor of a city who basically is desperately trying to separate himself from the mayorship at this point because I think he now understands exactly that he's crossed some lines. The mayor has walked into a church and basically accused them through asking a question of having stripper poles. And once again, that's taking his side of the story. That's the best case scenario. Black is arguing that he actually was far more disgusting and you know, disrespectful. So even with his good version of the story, he still is pretty bad. From there, both Black and Kuntz state they engaged in an email exchange initiated by the mayor using his personal email account, but signing the email regarding the July 8th worship service as Mayor Tom. Once again, you can't separate that out. You introduced yourself as the mayor in the church. You actually signed an email as the mayor. You're the mayor. In the initial email, Kuntz said he encourages all of us to follow God's commandments and hoped the service, which was led by Black, to follow God's words. Wow, that is a mayor walking into a church and dictating how that church worships. Stop. Think about that for a second. That is the mayor of the town. This is very Russian. I mean, this is really Russian. This is the political leader of the town walking into a church and going, you guys need to worship how I tell you to worship. Seriously. Gosh. Quote, this is Kuntz told the People's Press, I'm a Christian. Well, you kind of suck at that. Now, I added that part. I mean, I just, he seems to kind of suck at being Christian. I'm a Christian, and I believe that this is not something God would approve of. So I voiced my concerns to make sure that he was following God's words, Kuntz told the People's Press. When asked specifically, he felt God wouldn't approve of, Kuntz said, drag shows and homosexuality. Here's the funny. I'll take this to the break here. Let me step back here. There is a whole lot of people who claim to be Christian who completely ignore Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Completely ignore Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the story of Jesus. And spoiler alert, if you are Christian, you believe Jesus Christ was God on earth, and henceforth you believe his teachings and words. That's what makes you Christian. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the four books of the Bible that makes you Christian, because that's the story of Jesus. Birth, Christmas time, then you basically have the death, resurrection, you know, all the stuff. If you ignore that, and I mean, and most of these guys, and this is one of those guys, I can peg him for a mile. We'll talk about Romans, Thessalonians. We'll talk about Timothy. We'll talk about Leviticus, Exodus, Genesis. They don't ever want to talk about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, basically what this guy tries to put forward is exactly the opposite of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus is very clear. He goes to the marginalized people, the people who are unwelcome, the people that were on the outskirts of society, and he grabs them and hugs them and welcomes them in. He does this all throughout his story. He is about welcoming and peace and love and understanding. He even goes as far, and if I may, he even goes as far as going back to the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, which is a big one from the Old Testament that a lot of Christians like to use to condemn gay people. And there is a good debate going on through biblical scholars whether or not Jesus actually says the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was, and I don't want to get into Sodom and Gomorrah, the good guy in this offered up his daughter to be raped. It's old school Old Testament. So, but they use it to condemn, you know, bad sexual behavior. Jesus in Matthew 10, 13, 15, once again, just religious disclaimer, you do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. All right. This is not about converting anyone. This is about showing this dude up. Matthew 10, 13 to 15. If the home is worthy, let your peace rest on it. But if it is not, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not welcome you or heed your words, shake out the dust of your feet until you leave that home or town. Truly, I tell you, it'll be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for their town. There are a lot of people that look at that and actually think that what Jesus is actually doing is revisiting Sodom and Gomorrah and saying the real crime of Sodom and Gomorrah was they were not welcoming. That was the real crime. But even if you disagree with that, here's once again a yet another example of Jesus himself in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John saying, you need to welcome all people. Guess who is not welcoming all people? Mayor Koontz, who claims to be a good Christian. You suck at being Christian, Mayor. I'll call you out to your face. You suck at being Christian because you ignore all the things about welcoming, peace, love, compassion. None of that matters to you. You're just, what are you going to give me, Romans? Oh, throw Romans at me? Come on, man. That's Paul. That's not Jesus. That's Paul. Once again, a Christian who is doing everything in his power to ruin my religion. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I'll take a break. There's a lot more to get to this story when I do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
How does this sound? Doesn't this sound better? If you've decided to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota instead to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved when someone repurposes your old cabinets, fixtures, and lumber. Think of all the resources saved by diverting those building materials from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota makes it happen for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, funds are available to make the environmentally responsible alternative comparable to a typical demolition. For more information, check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. Or call 612-351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when it's time for me to get my service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. We're heading into July and the heart of summer. The backyard barbecues over Independence Day will bring a lot of family and friends over to the house, and your kids will spend a lot of time outdoors on the sports fields and in the backyard. But that also means your guests are going to be spilling the potato salad, and your kids are going to be tracking in who knows what from their outdoor explorations or off the sports fields. July is National Carpet Cleaning Month, and because of that, check out this amazing deal Zero Res has going. Zero Res is offering three rooms starting at just $129 and get a fourth room free. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month and take 20% off any air duct cleaning. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM950 special. Again, don't wait. Book your appointment today. Backward or forward smells the same. Zero Res.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today and haze with a high near 88. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 63. And Saturday, sunny with smoke and a high near 83. Clean ingredients and bold flavors are the hallmarks of 30 Bales and Hopkins. Their signature burgers, seasonal salads, and carefully crafted entrees celebrate the best of the Midwest. Located across the street from the Hopkins Center for the Arts at 1106 Main Street with plenty of free parking. More at 30bales.com.
By the way, just quick little side note here. Once again, disclaimer, you do or don't do whatever you do or don't want to do. I'm Christian. No place in Jesus ever condemns gay people. Not once. Nowhere in the Bible are lesbians ever condemned. So it's just gay people are not condemned. Jesus never did. And if you're basically creating a religion around an individual, shouldn't you basically go with what he said as opposed to, well, this other guy said this too? It's like, well, what did he say? Welcoming, peace, compassion? Yeah. Yeah, like I said, this is. Anyway, continuing with, this is the mayor who walked into a church and asked where the stripper poles were and basically tried to order or kind of command the church to, at least the impression I got, command the church to teach a religion as he dictated it. Drag shows and stuff like that, in my family's opinion, is an influence on the younger generation, I think, and confuses them what a man and woman are supposed to do. Gay pride, in my opinion, is referencing two women and two men in a relationship. My Bible tells me a man is supposed to take a woman and start a family with that. All right. So once again, he's as the mayor, and once again, this interview he's doing as the mayor, basically telling them that I'm going to invoke my biblical principles on everybody else. Black says he has no qualms with Kuntz's personal beliefs, but that it's unsurprising some may feel that way in a given community. He's all upset, however, that Kuntz, an elected official, was interfering with a religious service, which he was, and disparaging a church. It is our mission as an organization that we help people connect with their deeper core values and faith and heal from their homophobia, transphobia, and other beliefs based on misinformation, stereotypes, propaganda, and whatever it is. Black said, we have a lot to work to do, and it's okay for me that we have a lot to work to do. What isn't okay is for a public elected official to use the power of their office, their name, their position, essentially to use the power of the people and wield against a minority. That is completely out of the line. Completely agreed. A duly elected public official has no business interfering with a religious service of any kind. He continued, noting that Kuntz's questioning of pole dancing was out of line. However, untrue, the rumors were, that is an exercise in abuse of power and intimidation. Absolutely. Can you imagine how ballistic, vein in the necks, red face, sweating as they screamed at the top of their lungs, the right would be if a liberal walked into one of the more conservative churches and told them how to conduct their services? Unbelievable. And yeah, I'm going to tell you what, all these, we defend Christian values. None of those people are going to go out there and say, you know, maybe you should be walking into a church and telling them what to do. being the initial email exchange came from a personal account, Black forwarded the email to Kuntz's official city email, where the mayor confirmed the message came from him. This mayor is not smart. He's not smart either. Because once again, now he introduced himself as the mayor. His email said mayor. And now he basically said, well, this came here. I'm going to verify it. And he verified it from the mayor's email account. Yep, this is me. Black then asked the mayor if he would attend the service and make a city proclamation declaring July 8th, 2023 as Rainbow Atana Day in honor of the LGBTQ plus citizens and neighbors. He recently had done a proclamation for Juneteenth, and I was assuming that meant he had said about equality in our lovely community, Black said, but Kuntz said he could not do such a proclamation, that he would be out of town the day of the event. At this point, I knew he was way out of bounds as a public official trying to interfere with a religious service, but he was also politically vulnerable for offering statements of equity and inclusion for one group, but denying it for another. Fact, he's right. Following the conclusion of the Pride festivities on Saturday, which included a Pride worship service at Associated Church, Pride in the Park at Morehouse Park, and a drag show at the Owatonna Art Center, Black stopped at Tori's Restaurant and Bar, the original location of the drag show, and said several people offhandedly remarked that Kuntz, the mayor, had come to the restaurant to complain about the show potentially being held in the upstairs venue, a place the business allows a variety of organizations and private parties to rent for a plethora of events. So now you have the mayor actively trying to shut down this event by going there. And once again, this is according to people at Tory's restaurant and bar, the mayor came in and tried to pressure them to stop having this event. Rainbow Atana had originally booked the upstairs venue at Tory's for the 21-plus drag show after party, but elected to move the location on June 20th following what the Tory's leadership described as a very vocal minority in the community who led management to be concerned about the safety and safety of our guests. Kuntz confirmed that he'd gone to Tory's to ask about the event being there, but when he was being told by the owner, Tori Statlander, that the event had been moved to location, he said that was the end of the conversation. It was just a clarification, Kuntz said. It was not good, bad, or indifferent. I was not complaining to Tori. Then what the hell were you doing there? Is this part of your mayor duties to run around the city to all the event centers and say, what event's coming up here? Not because that doesn't mean, unless you're doing that, mayor, you can't say it was not good, bad, or indifferent. You specifically went to see if one specific event was going to be handled there. Wow. Black disagrees and says it shows the mayor has a vendetta and is really working hard against the LGBTQ plus community. This further shows his pattern of activism against the LGBTQ plus community. Black said his admission that he was actually there is good to know. I want to know what else he did. And that's a fair thing because this mayor seems to be doing a lot of these things in official capacity as the mayor of Owatonna. After Black posted the initial letter that had not yet asked for Kuntz's resignation on a private Rainbow Atana Facebook group, Black said he was notified on a public post made by the mayor's Facebook page that shows pretty grotesque views of the LGBTQ plus Q, LGBTQ plus community. The prayer addresses upcoming events where sin and brokenness will be celebrated and where sexually explicit acts will be normalized, noting July 8th, the date of the local Pride events, as the date highlighted in the post. Kuntz shared a photo of the prayer of his social media on June 19th, captioning the photo as a good prayer. So is this officially on his Mayor Kuntz Facebook page? This is why I go back to that point. He's desperately trying to say, no. When I was being a bigot, that was me privately being a bigot, not mayor bigot. Mayor bigot, someone else. Doesn't sound like it, dude. Sounds like you're just all bigot. All right. It doesn't matter if it's day job or night job. You actively. Wow. That is when I realized this was not an emotional accident, that this was not confused, overwhelmed man, Black said. This was a calculated, premeditated campaign of intimidation and harassment from a public official, agreed, who once again walked into a church, asked a Christian church, where are your stripper poles, and then basically tried to tell them how they could and could not worship in said church. Wow. At that time, Black updated his letter to include the request for Kuntz's immediate resignation. This is not just about being against the LGBTQ plus community. It's about interfering with religious freedom and religious liberty as well. Agreed. Kuntz admitted in Tuesday's conversation with the People's Press that he may have overstepped when he identified himself as the mayor while questioning the worship service. He further said in an apology sent to Black on Wednesday afternoon that he did what he thought was the right thing to do when he approached the church and that he tries each day to follow my faith and beliefs. Bull crap! You're a Christian, welcoming, compassion, caring. Those are things you're not doing, dude. You are hate, 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 hate. And that's what you're doing, is hating. That's not Christianity. That's your own personal bigotries that you're trying to wrap in your Christian faith, you jackass. Stop ruining my religion for your hate. Good. Stop it. You're not a good man. You're not doing the honest thing. And you suck as a mayor. Have I mentioned that part too? I'm just talking about him as a Christian. Now, like he's horrible as a mayor. He added the letter that he also recognizes other peoples have the right to follow their own faiths and beliefs. Do they? Kuntz also wrote that it was not his intent to harass or intimidate anyone as you went to harass and intimidate them, and that his words were his own, not those of the city of Owatonna. You can't do that, dude. You can't. Now, you've been throwing your mayor badge around all damn day long there, mayor. Don't all of a sudden, well, wait a second, all the bigotry stuff, the anti-Christianity stuff, the hate stuff. Well, that was me as a person. I'm a horrible human being. When I'm mayor, I'm a nice guy. Come on, man. Black said he is the apology sent and addressed directly to him is not sufficient. The Rainbow Atana board agrees it is unsatisfactory. Black is personally asking for Kuntz's resignation, stating that regardless of the mayor's intent, there has still been a significant impact of the people he's interacted with individually and on the community at large. This is not about destroying Mayor Tom Kuntz. It's about holding him accountable for his actions, Black said. Given his experience in leadership and government, his awareness and the need of equity and diversity in the community, there is no excuse. Agreed. I mean, this is, how is it that he is even close to being able to do this? How is it the city of Owatonna haven't dragged that little jackass by his short hairs into a back room and said, what the hell are you doing? You are leaving us open for a lawsuit we cannot win. We are going to get sued and we are going to lose because you decided as the mayor to go into a church and dictate how they could and could not celebrate their religion. Are you crazy? Black added, my hope is there is absolutely room for this major change in our heart, education, rebuilding relationships, and for growth, but it is all of that happens. He cannot be trusted to lead this community in a fair and equitable way. Agreed. The city of Owatonna has chimed in. The city of Owatonna was made aware Wednesday of an open letter from Nathan Black to Mayor Thomas Kuntz that was shared with local media outlets and posted on Facebook. The letter was regarding the July 8th Pride in the Park event that Mr. Black helped organize. Mayor Kuntz has responded to Mr. Black's letter publicly as follows. Dear Nathan, so this is apparently the letter that Mayor Kuntz sent him. I am writing a response to the letter I received from you yesterday regarding your comment about my conversation with the staff at the Associated Church last week. I did what I thought was the right thing to do. I had received several inquiries from community members asking me about July 8th event you helped plan for the city park. My intent was not to harass or intimidate anyone. Once again, if you're taking his side of the story, which I think is not even close to the bigotry and hatred this mayor threw out at this church, but we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He walked into a church and said, hey, some people have said you got stripper poles in here. He didn't at any point say, no, we're not going to go ask a church that. So even in his best case scenario, he was so wildly out of line, it's unbelievable. The mayor goes on to say, my words are my own and not those of the city. Shut up, you idiot. They are. You identified yourself multiple times as the mayor. And I would make the argument that You've been mayor since 2004. You can't separate that out. You can't on one side say, you know what? That I'm the mayor for this thing, but I'm going to call you the Effenheimer. That was when I was not the mayor. So for that 1 minute I was swearing at you, I wasn't mayor, but now I'm back to being mayor again. You can't do that. You didn't show up at the church as just a regular citizen. You showed up as the mayor. I try each day to follow my own faith and beliefs. Ha! But I also recognize other people have the right to follow their own faith and beliefs too. No, you don't. First of all, you don't follow Christianity. You follow the right-wing Republican Fox News version of Christianity, which completely omits Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And this just talks about hate, 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 hate. And when people say, why is all the hate? It's like, why do you think we hate? We just love people. We'd love to hate them. I mean, that's like, But on top of everything else is the other side of that entire thing is you clearly don't acknowledge they have the right to worship how they want. That's why you went there to try to force them to do things that you wanted them to do. And then, my God, if that's on your mayor's official Facebook page about prayers against the church and the sinners, dear God, I mean, seriously, just write the check. Just leave it the number blank and let the church and the rest of these guys fill out the numbers. I am mindful of the words of the Serenity Prayer. Oh, for goodness sakes. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Please accept my apologies. Stop. Look at this. This is what I'm talking about. This is a guy, of course, my impression is he knew exactly what he's doing. But now all of a sudden he's being caught. He's like, wait a second here. Wait a second. Let me pull out the sincerity prayer. Or sort of sincerity, serenity prayer. Let me pull up the serenity prayer. Let me make this prayer that I know I'm a bad person. So don't hold me accountable. Dude, that ship sailed a long time ago. And by the way, if you're being accused of trying to force your version of Christianity on things as an official apology letter from the mayor to you, maybe you shouldn't be putting biblical passages in there anyway. It's probably not a good idea. He signed it sincerely, Thomas Kuntz. Mind you, he left mayor out there. So I guess that means he wasn't mayor at that time when he was being disingenuous. Reading the rest of the quickly, the Owatonna City thing. Any personal statements made by the city elected officials outside the context of their official roles do not represent the city of Owatonna. That's them frantically flailing. This includes any statements that may be perceived as supporting any public Pacific political party, religious denomination, or individual beliefs as city government operates in a nonpartisan manner representative of all community members. Dude, you can't. That ship has sailed. That ship has sailed. The city of Owatonna's mission statement provides guidance to official city matters and reads as follows. The mayor and city council shall represent the people of Owatonna by making decisions which ensure quality public services for all who live and work in the community. The process for following up on requests for city proclamations has been for them to be added to the city council agendas. Then the mayor and the titular head of the municipality announces them during the city council meetings. Generally, all received proclamation requests are handled in this manner. They're received it sounds like the city of Owatonna is trying to make excuses of why the mayor didn't want it to do a proclamation. City Administrator Chris Bruce has said, to ensure our elected officials and staff represent the broad range of community members that Owatonna is fortunate to have, city staff will continue to provide diversity, inclusion, and equity and awareness information as part of our ongoing training. You guys suck at that, by the way. Owatonna, you suck at equality and equity. Dear Lord. And by the way, Owatonna, just know when to cut ties. So, hey, you know what? They didn't dot their I's and cross their T's on their proclamation request. And so even though it was wrapped in a whole bunch of bigotry, they should have filed that in triplicate. Hate, 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 hate. Oh, it's no longer Owl City. It's Foul City. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hey, it's Tom. Going solar is a great way to save on energy costs. By using the sun to power your house, you can feel good about an investment that will last for years. All Energy Solar is a locally trusted turnkey solar installer that's been around since 2009. They provide custom designs and quality installations of solar panel systems that work for your energy needs. One of the best parts about going solar is it's an investment that can pay for itself. Your system can pay back 100% of the installation cost in as little as 8 years. Plus, a system from All Energy Solar can pay back over 300% of its cost over its lifetime. There's also many tax incentives and rebates available, and the experts at All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process to make sure you're saving as much as possible. So go green, both financially and environmentally, with All Energy Solar. Get a free, no-obligation assessment from All Energy Solar by calling 800-620-3370 or visiting allenergysolar.com.
The place for summer fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this summer. Head over on Tuesday, July 18th for Bryce Heggie. Wednesday, July 19th, it's the Sofa Kings. And on Thursday, July 20th, it's the Gut Buckets. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations are highly recommended for groups of 8 or more. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, get your summer groove on at the Park Tavern.
Hey, AM 950 listeners. My name is J.P. Derbagosian. I'm the host of This Queer Book, Save My Life. Every Sunday, I talk with LGBTQ guests about the queer books that help us live and love with pride. This week, I chat with Dr. Finn Schneider about Bless Me Ultima and an episode about finding the room to breathe and ask our own questions about faith. Plus, I talk with Dr. Lauren Olson about his new book, No More Neckties. You can join me every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. So there's going to be, I have zero doubt, some conservatives are saying, look, Matt McNeil's trying to force agendas on other people. No. He wants to be an ass. He can be one wherever he wants to be. Seriously, he wants to be that way. That's fine. The problem that he has is that he's the mayor. And as much as he wants to now, suddenly, and I guarantee you, if they go to trial, if this goes to court and this goes to trial, they'll be able to pull up tons of time where he constantly was saying, I'm the mayor, I'm the mayor, I'm the mayor, I'm the mayor. Everyone knew he was the mayor. Have people come in and say he identified himself as the mayor. Have the email saying he identified himself as the mayor. If he walked into that restaurant and said, I'm the mayor. It's the fact that you're an elected official. And you basically have now jeopardized the city of Owatonna and their financial resources because you're not really correct version of Christianity. I mean, like I said, you seem to be skipping a lot of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which is the story of Jesus, which is the guy that made all Christians Christian, where he's talking about love and compassion and welcoming. You skip past all that just so you can get to your little hate verses that you like to throw out there. And as someone said, it's like the Serenity Prayer. Isn't that for addicts? Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. He's trying to turn himself into a victim now. Dude, you're not the victim. You're the mayor. And you should not have done this. You should. I'm sorry. If I may present a potential hypothetical other reality. You and your little buddies sat there and said, this church is going to have strippers and drag shows. And it's going to be disgusting. They're going to violate Jesus. The mayor looks and says, you know what? I'll go talk to them. Let me go set them. I'll make sure they clean up their act. And he walked in there. I'm the mayor. Where's those stripper poles? Let's get rid of them. And was part of a larger group. Because I'll tell you what, it's going to be very difficult for the city of Owatonna to defend him if there is more proof that comes forward that this mayor was out actually working against a group of, you know, a protected class within in the city. If you did this to, if a liberal had done this to a church where there was going to be a Proud Boys event or something like that, and that's not a protected class, the Republicans would be going ballistic. But here it is. Someone walks into a church, disparages the church, disparages the pastor, disparages the parishioners, disparages their message, and there's not going to be a damn Republican that is upset about it at all. Hour two, that's coming up next.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, Mexican philosophy.
From early feminists to later existentialists, from indigenous thinkers to utopian theorists, Mexican philosophy is full of fascinating figures with innovative insights.
What can we learn from them about belief, desire, freedom, morality, and education?
And do Mexican philosophers speak with one voice or in a complicated harmony across the centuries?
Mexican philosophy. Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. on AM 950.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm